Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
A final countdown. It comes up on the screen. 3, 2, 1. And then I don't know if it's going because now it says live video is starting. Now it says you're live. So we're definitely live.
We're live at some point.
But I think when it goes 3, 2, 1, boom, you're live. But then there's this lag. So you sit there and go.
Yeah, is it on?
But apparently we're live. And we are rocking and rolling. This is the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Christofulli Foo.
How about that? This is episode 1. Five.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
Every week I'm like, whoa. Like, there's one thing I make a big deal of every week. It's what episode it is. And I was just talking off air. Don't have any planned call-ins right now. Unless we do our call out. I guess we do call outs.
Yeah.
Because there's so much. Let's see. It's been less than a week, only 6 days, because we're doing the podcast. No. We did the podcast Wednesday.
Wednesday, yep.
So it's been a week, but a million things happen in sports, non-sports. So before we jump in, let's hear about your vacation.
No, yeah.
Remind the people where you went, who you saw.
Yeah, I went to Omaha and saw Steve and Laura. Like I said before, great host, always good times being around them. Sean and Robin. Went to the Clancy's Pub a few times and saw Randy, the manager.
Clancy's just sounds like a
Clancy's. Oh, it's a great time. Didn't see Crystal the bartender. She was out of town for a wedding. Mm-hmm. And she's actually getting married herself. Congratulations to Crystal. That? But yeah, weather was great. Rained maybe a couple days, but it was in the 70s and 80s. The party Saturday night was great as always. Yeah. Good time.
Humid out there? No. A little dry.
It can't get humid. They're going to get humid here coming up, but maybe yesterday might have been, or Monday was humid maybe. But yeah. No, because it wasn't as hot as usually is when I go out there.
You
but
said the
80s,
huh?
Yeah, 70s, 80s. Oh, it was beautiful.
70s, 80s is nice.
Yeah,
that's like, put a little hoodie on if you're cold, or take a hoodie off if you're warm. Like, it's right around that,
yeah,
that temperature. And no tornadoes.
No tornadoes, although, you know, it's tornado season there.
It's
so,
tornado season, we're just saying.
Yeah.
It's hurricane season. We're starting to see a big whopper down there in the southeast is one cooking. So a good time. You flew in last night. A little wobbly on the takeoff. A little wobbly.
You know, going out there, I don't know. He was a little squirrely on the runway, taking off and landing in Omaha. He was a little squirrely on the runway.
Same pilot, same plane.
Same flight. It was a direct flight. And I thought, yeah, but maybe, coming back was a little bit better.
Maybe they need to balance the tires.
I don't know.
Who knows?
He was just squirrely, man.
Was the pilot like,
yeah,
watching like the end of a game or something?
And, yeah, I know.
Or maybe they just need to balance the tires. Who knows?
Yeah, flight was good though, so that's good.
Like Southwest Airlines.
Southwest, right, yeah. Stuff. Yep.
Yeah, that's so I, as you know, we, Julie and I did a couple back to back staycations. So we were out of the house for 5-6 days ourselves.
Yeah.
Went down to our new easy favorite, the Palace Station, for a couple, went for 3 days. And then, our trainer here, Brett, gifted me a couple nights at the Red Rock.
Three nights, actually, four days.
So, yeah. We got to hang out down there at the Red Rock and just, you know, we went to some restaurants, ate some good food. Even late night, we just went up and walked around yeah. downtown Summerlin and just,
yep.
you know, kick back, relax. I think I've said this on a podcast or two before, but we're cord cutters. We cut cable probably, I don't even know, like 12 years ago. It's been so long.
Right.
It's forever. I haven't paid a cable bill forever. And so when we go to a staycation, it's like Disneyland
yeah.
with the TV because there's all these shows that we just don't watch. And so sometimes I'll be like, hey, you want to do something? Let's watch one more House Hunters on HGTV or My Lottery Dream House. Or,
right.
You know, or Julie's favorite, Teen Titan. Yes, I said Teen Titans, the cartoon.
I've seen that one. Okay.
Yeah. So we were up there for a couple of days. It was beautiful. Red Rock rooms are beautiful. Everything's beautiful about the Red Rock. It's probably one of the nicest smelling resorts. Everywhere you go is, especially in the non-gaming areas, it smells like a spa, the whole place. Gaming, of course, you know, sure. they got some smoking, but they're, you know, they filter the air out pretty well. And ate at Side Piece. We got your friend's ice cream. What is the name of it?
Oh, Nielsen's Custard, yeah.
Nielsen's Custard.
Yeah, it's good stuff, right?
Folks.
Yeah.
Go. Couple locations, I think, locally, right?
But yeah, there's a few of them.
Red Rock's a newer one.
It's one of them, yep.
It's sandwiched in between Wingstop and a new Starbucks there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a huge one and split it, Julie and I. And we went to, we had dinner at the Yard House one night. Just,
yeah.
Just kick back and relax.
Nice.
You know, and just not be home. Sleep in a different bed. felt good. And a good segue is I got to the 2 day draft, the 2 day
yeah.
NBA draft. So I got to hang out.
Yeah.
I sent George a picture one day. We were going through it and playing, doing our little challenge there. And I'm sitting at the pool and I was like, let me send George a picture because he was at work.
Right.
And I was like, by the way, this is where I'm doing the draft in the Red Rock pool. Beautiful. And he's like, that sucks. Like, I feel bad for you type of thing. I said last week when George called in
yep.
that if George wins, he'll call in again this week. If I win, George won't call
in. You won't hear from him, yeah.
So here's my phone, and here's the cord, and you notice they're not connected because I don't expect the call because George Thomas got his tail kicked by this guy right here. I think four, but he for sure 3 years in a row.
Okay.
Put it to him.
All right.
Put it to him. Close for a minute and hit some crazy NBA draft picks
yeah.
late. What was your overall take? I got some funny comments from people I talked to. How much of the draft did you see, or did you just see the highlights?
Yeah, I caught most of it as I was trying to pack, of course, and get things done around the house. But I think the top basically three went as planned, I think,
yep,
right, is what people sure. thought.
Yep.
The number 55 pick, I think, was probably the biggest lock of the draft in the history of the draft. Even though I thought, yeah. even though I wouldn't have been surprised if he didn't get drafted, but that.
Wembanyama was as close as a lock
yeah,
as ever.
Or Patrick Ewing in 85. Yeah.
85 was a big one. But,
yeah.
you know, but I bet you, even going back to 85, who was the number two pick? Was it Sampson? Who went number two?
No, I can't remember, Dan. That's a good question.
85?
I have to look that one
up.
Because
I'll bet you somebody.
Yeah, but overall, you know, there's, you know, it was interesting too. The second day of that draft, you still had kids sitting waiting to get drafted. Crazy,
they
right?
Move it to the ESPN Seaport.
Yeah, like a little studio and
like a little catered party.
Yeah,
it kind of looked uncomfortable. There was no fans. It was just
yeah, it was different.
It was different. I mean, I get it. They're trying something different. Couldn't have been. You said 85?
Yeah. Yeah, 85 with Ewing. But yeah, the draft, it was good. I mean, guys from overseas, as always.
Oh, a lot.
You know,
France has taken over. over.
A lot of underclassmen.
Yeah.
As always lately, you know.
Patrick but Ewing went one, then Wayman
Tisdale went two, right? Out of Oklahoma. But what did he go to, Kings? Was that the second pick to the Kings?
He went to the Pacers.
Pacers, there you go, yeah.
I actually saw him play with the Pacers, Wayman Tisdale.
Yeah.
Benoit Benjamin, Xavier McDaniels, John Konkak, Joe Klein, Chris Mullin.
Chris Mullin, yeah.
Charles Oakley, Ed Pinckney to the Celts. Actually, Ed Pinckney to the Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns. And then the
Carl Malone went 13th.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the – Joe Dumars went 18th. A.C. Green, 23. So
not a bad draft.
So you're pretty much you're right. I would say Patrick Ewing was the biggest
one. Yeah, that was
– as Bronny was at 55.
At the 55, yeah.
How do you feel about the Knicks? Now, the Knicks made a trade they made a trade the day before.
Yeah.
Gave up a lot.
Gave up a lot, but they also got some picks in return, too, you know, later on in the draft, too. They swapped picks.
They did a lot of moving. Yeah.
They moved a lot.
What do you think about getting Bridges?
I like it. That's what they were building up these picks for, was to get somebody of Bridges' caliber. They got him. And you just, you know, you look at it as him being their first-round pick next year, because that's what they gave up, his first round. So he's their first-round pick next year. Bridges, not bad.
Yeah. Re-signed OG.
Re-signed OG. You know, we talked about Hartenstein was going to get probably overpaid, and he did, but good for him. You know, he
it's a good fit for OKC, to be honest with you.
Good fit.
It's a nice piece to come off the bench. I don't know if he'll necessarily start, but
yeah, he's been playing, you know, playing well, and he took money over years, right? So
right.
Because the Knicks can only offer the four for, 72, but he took three for, I don't know, what was it, almost 30 a year, right, or something like that. So he took money over years.
Money is just funny money at the NBA.
It's monopoly money at this point. But I'll give OG credit, though. He came back. He could have got more money, but he sees what the Knicks are doing and what's going on there, and he likes it. So I like when players do that.
They're knocking on the door.
I think
there's, you know, we can talk about Randall and health and all those things. I do believe they got to make some sort of move to kind of fill that gap that he left. Hartenstein. He played some significant minutes and did some big things. Now, of course, Randall healthy.
Robinson gets more minutes.
I don't know if they stand pat. They might have to do something else.
They do want to get a big guy, but I don't know what's out there now. Markinson, whatever.
Lori Markinson.
They talked about him.
Not going to let him go. Listen, you know how many assets it would take to get him?
Yeah.
Picks, assets. He's a bona fide superstar.
Yeah.
Like he's the big, he's the real deal. Biggs, you're talking, I saw today that the Lakers are called the Bucks about Brook Lopez.
Okay.
It's a different type of, you know, stretch. I don't know. He plays the New York style or the, you know, I think he kind of fits where he fits. Might be a good fit for the Lakers, to be honest with you. But, Boston Celtics, what do you think of their first round pick? What's his name? Baylor Shireman.
I like it. The kid from Creighton.
He's the only player in NCAA Division I history with at least 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 500 assists, and 300 made three pointers.
Yeah, he can shoot, no doubt. Yeah.
He's the only person in the history of the league to ever do 2K, 1K, 500. Minimums and 300 made 3 points.
Well, I can see what he was 3 years, 4 years there. I mean, that's what when you stay 3 and 4 years, you can put those numbers up.
Yeah,
now, these kids are leaving after one and 2 years,
but
right?
Still,
but that's still solid.
And I think the contrast is, like you just said, he can shoot it. Is 300 made 3 pointers. You don't usually see somebody who does that rebound over 1,000 rebounds in a career.
No matter how
many years you're there, obviously.
Right.
2K points, pretty reasonable. 500 assists. Pretty good.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. That's going to be an interesting one. Could be a Celtic. Looks like the Celtics have pretty much signed everybody back except one guy.
Yeah. It's who do they have left?
It's your boy. What do you mean?
Brissett. That's Brissett. Yeah. Well, after the draft now, right?
Yeah.
So, minutes
start to go a little bit. Re-signed Tillman.
Cornette,
they got, I think, on a 1-year deal.
That's
of the
perfect.
Main guys of the main core group, they re-upped a whole bunch of people. Just extended Derek White. Obviously, they got, I think, Holiday is 4 years, White's 4 years. I think Brown's still got 4 years, and Tatum's now at whatever he is, five.
Five, yeah. And
Porzingis is at two. So theoretically, they have that core, that nice core with Pritchard off the bench still.
Hauser off the bench.
Hauser off the bench. So they still got him. And even, you know, Tillman, I wasn't, whatever. That's, you know, there's a lot of Tillmans out there.
Yeah.
But if he's a good fit, he's a good fit. Yep. And clearly they wanted to keep him. So Celtics are loading up. Free agency. Let's talk about some of this. Let's segue right into it. What do you think about Clay to Dallas?
Kind of what Dallas needed, right? I mean, they needed that third score in that championship series. I like it. They improved, right? I mean, they lost
Derek Jones
Jr. They lost Derek Jones Jr. Get Clay. Okay, I think they're still better.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I like it. I like that for Dallas. Now, his dad wasn't happy, right? That he didn't go to the Lakers, but I like that for Dallas. Yes.
Yeah. I'm mixed on it.
Okay.
I think Clay is going to be in his 13th year.
Yeah. No. Right. That's crazy. Yeah.
And I'm not a Clay hater by any means, but I think Clay's definitely on the backside of his career, especially after a knee injury and an Achilles. I mean, of course you would be. It's not a knock on Clay, but he's not going to be the Clay of old.
No,
But when you can shoot, you can shoot. I mean,
right, exactly.
Ray Allen played pretty deep into his career because he could shoot the ball.
All right.
I don't know. I think a huge problem that Dallas had, huge problem, was their defense.
Yeah, sure.
And now you're adding another marginal defender and you're losing uber-athletic Derrick Jones. I think that hurts them. Probably washes out the ability to have a shooter on the perimeter. That's just my take.
Okay.
Did they get better or worse? I don't know. I guess time will tell.
I'm sure.
If I had to guess, they're not going to go back to the NBA Finals. I think the Celtics have a better, of course they won it, they have a better chance of returning than Dallas does. Remember Dallas got the 5 seed? I mean, it was
5 seed, but they got Luka.
Yeah. But I think, I'm telling you, I think those finals kind of exposed something with Luka. Is his a traffic cone defense.
Right.
You know, I think his struggle when there's no – he's an offensive machine.
Yeah.
He can score at will at any time in a million different ways.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. He's just got to – you know, you hear the commentator say he's got to lock down and get serious about becoming a two-way player, not just an offensive threat. And Kyrie's a year older.
Right.
I mean, what year is Kyrie in?
I know. He's been there a while. And You know,
I don't mind the pickup. I don't mind it, but I think they needed to find somebody maybe not doesn't have to be quite the shooter Clay is, but can still defend.
Yeah,
I just don't know who Clay's defending in his 13th year.
Well, you know, we talk about the defense. If I'm not mistaken, you could probably look that up. Luka, and now granted, they went to the finals, so they played all those games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But he may have led. Did he lead everybody in playoffs and steals? Does that sound right? As crazy as that might sound, or he led Dallas in steals? You see who led in the playoffs in steals this past year. But you know, anytime you got Luka, you know, obviously he can score. He got a shot, and he bring him to the finals.
I love watching Luka. I can watch him all day. I just think they needed something a little bit. That's the history. I'll say this year.
Yeah.
NBA free agency. We already talked about Boston. We talked about Clay. How about PG-13?
Yeah,
Paul George to Philly. What is
Philly? I like that. That puts him right there in the East. Staying healthy, of course, right? Embiid has to stay healthy. We've said that before. We know that. Be honest, Dan. Me being a Knicks fan, and I know what the Knicks got. man, I think that could have put the Sixers ahead of the Knicks. I mean, if I got to be honest about, you know, not being biased, but
I think, let's see, games played, 22 steals. He had the most steals.
Steals in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, he did.
Luka, yeah.
He had 41.
Now, granted, he played, you know, more games than a lot of players, but still.
So, if you look at it.
I don't know. How many is it a game?
Yeah. Two.
Two a game, which in the playoffs,
it's
Luka.
Not terrible, but like LeBron was at like 2.6.
Average per game, yeah.
So, he had. LeBron only played five games and had 12 steals.
Right, right.
You know, Kawhi Leonard played two games and had four steals. Right. You know, it's an okay number. Oubre, I'm trying to see who had a lot of steals. But you're not wrong.
But, yeah, can he play better defense? For sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
I just think I think he's, like I said, he's a traffic cone in a lot of ways. He's an easy guy to attack.
Yeah,
And he's an easy guy to switch over to and get some switches on. Back to Philly, man. Yeah. They extended Maxey, who's becoming all NBA.
If he keeps playing better,
Paul George just does so many things with his size, his length, his shooting ability, his rebound, his passing, his maturity, all that stuff. And he is desperate to win a ring.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely.
He's desperate to get there. Let's put the ring secondary. Yeah. You can't win a ring till you get there. So I think... he had a better chance. He has a better chance in the current setting of the NBA to get there with Philly than he does with the Clippers, even though, you know, they re-signed Harden for a year. But I think it's – I don't want to say toxic, but there's just so much going on with the Clippers.
No.
Man. It's just – it's a hard – and they got that big bazillion-dollar arena dropping, and you're re-signing Harden.
Like
Russell
I said
– Westbrook, and it's hard basketball to watch.
It is. I'm not a fan – I'm not saying that they're great players, but I've just never been a big fan of Harden and Westbrook. I've said that before, but George was the guy. To me, George was the guy they needed to re-sign over there.
And Kawhi is the guy, but he's just never healthy.
Right, and he's got to play.
When
he's
healthy, look what happens. He takes freaking Toronto.
Yeah, right. You're right.
To a championship.
Yeah.
By himself.
Pretty right.
Much. I mean, you know, Lowry was pretty good back then, and Van Vliet was rising a little bit. How about this one?
Yes.
Chris Paul to San Antonio.
I know. How about the knowledge on that team with Pop?
Pop?
Ryan Paul? I mean, but he's going to be a coach on the floor there, obviously.
Why do you think that didn't work out in Golden State?
I don't know. There was too many players, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. It's just one of those things that just didn't work out.
It was an odd fit from the very beginning, to be honest with you. Because Steph just he's one of the best players in the history of the game, and he needs the ball in his hand more than anything. And for Chris Paul to be effective, he needs the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an odd pickup. I guess it could have worked, and we could be like, oh, man, they just won another one. But it didn't, and now he's an easy pickup.
Now you got him.
How many assists is he going to average to Wembanyama this year?
Yeah, right.
What is he going to go down there in the next 3 months and teach him that he probably couldn't learn from 99.9% of basketball players in the world, in the history of the game, that he's going to learn from Chris Paul, soak it in, and now go do it with him for a year?
I'm pretty sure that's why one reason why they went out and got Paul.
Do they make the playoffs next year?
I'm going to say no. I think just the West, those teams are still there.
Yeah.
Denver, Minnesota.
The Kings.
You know what I mean? Dallas.
The Pelicans are on the way.
The Pelicans, yes. Yes.
And there's so many. You know it's crazy when the times change and Golden State and L.A. Lakers are the play-in games.
Right,
you know what I mean? I think it's going to be close. I think it would be remarkable if they – if they can get the organic 8 seed, that would be unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
If they can get 9 and 10 and force a playoff, I think I'm going to go on the record, episode 15, and say they're going to get the play-in game, a 9 or a 10.
I could see that. Yeah, because you're right. I forget 10 out of the 12 teams get in. But I would like to see Chris Paul get in there. I'd like to see him win a ring. I'd like to see him win one. But I don't think that might happen.
He's too
good. But I can see them in a play-in game, though, yes. But I don't know.
If he wants a ring, he should just – take $0 and go play for the Celtics.
Go to Boston.
You want a ring?
That's what a lot of those guys did, right? Walton did it, right? Maravich did it, right? Yeah, Dominique did it. Shaq did it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good here on the way out, just to throw on that Celtic green and wear the shamrock.
Must be something
crazy. And plus, you know, NBA players that play all those years in Boston hate playing there until they play there. And now it's the best place in the world.
Absolutely.
Best place in the world. Everybody says that.
Yeah.
Every place says that. Let's get into a, speaking of draft.
Yeah.
We're going to test your knowledge here a little bit.
Yep.
Colleges with the most NBA first-round draft picks in the history of the NBA draft. Which colleges have had the most first-round NBA draft picks? You got top 10, but there's three tied for 10.
Ooh.
10. So you actually have 12 schools we got to follow.
Okay, about North Carolina?
North Carolina's number three.
Number three.
About 53.
About UCLA?
UCLA's number four. 43.
About Kansas?
Kansas is number five. You're going in order. You just started at three. You didn't start at one.
Well, I think I might have one or two. How about Kentucky?
Kentucky's number one.
Number one,
60
yeah.
first-round draft picks. It's a lot.
Ooh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. You're on the right track with all these. I'm looking at this. There's one. If I was to do this and flip it, I think I would miss one school. I think I'd get all the rest.
Okay. Top 10.
So we got Kentucky, UNC, UCLA, Kansas. You got the Blue Bloods.
Bloods, yep. All right. How about, I'm going to throw one out there. How about USC?
Nope.
No, they're not USC. On there. Nope. Took a shot with
them. The low is 24, tied for 10. There's three teams tied for 10 that have 24.
Okay.
Everybody else is higher than 24. Kentucky at 60. Number two, who you haven't gotten, is 56, right behind Kentucky.
How about Villanova?
Villanova is not on the list.
Not on the list. Okay. All right.
They've had a lot lately.
Lately, yeah.
But
not
in the long term.
Georgetown.
Georgetown is not on the list.
They're not on there, really. No. Okay. Okay. No. How about Syracuse?
Syracuse is tied for 10th.
Tied for 10th. Yeah, they were on a streak there where they had one guy drafted in the first round consecutively for years. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had 20, yeah. So they're at 24.
Yeah.
They're tied 10th for 24.
Yeah, that streak was about half of that.
Yeah, right? No, you're right. Yeah, you get Ronnie Cycles, your...
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that whole age group, that Derek Coleman.
Derek Coleman, Billy Owens, Sherman Douglas. Yeah. Lawrence Moten.
Yeah. Ronnie Cycles.
Cycles, oh, yeah. Cycles.
You just named about half of the first epic.
How about Indiana?
Indiana is number seven.
Okay.
29.
Okay. I can hear my dad now yelling out, telling me some names, but I can't hear him. Yeah, I know he knows.
He's got to know. Oh, like I said, one. There's a couple. You're still missing. Oh, there's a
still
there's
missing two.
We've got some Big East in here.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. St. John's.
St. John's.
Nah. No. I think they just went on a little bit of run in the 80s with those players,
yep.
is what that was. Got to think of my schools, Dan. How about Ohio State?
Ohio State, yes. Yeah. That's the one that I wasn't sure that I'd get. Ohio State is 25. They're ninth.
They're ninth.
They got one more than Syracuse and the other two that are tied at 10th. Okay. So you got 6, 8, 10, and 10.
Okay.
Let me give you some hints. No, I can't give you hints on this. One of these is a big one.
I'm forgetting somebody, obviously.
Not
right?
really. Haven't been relevant much lately, but you go back to the 90s and 2000s, especially.
Oh, how about Michigan?
Michigan, there you go.
Yep.
That's number six.
That's six. 30. Okay. Man, I'm still missing two, huh?
You're still missing
two. You're still missing two. And you said with 56. Yeah, I'm forgetting somebody, obviously. But
yelling at this,
I know, right?
Right now, going, what the heck? He's
where am I? Got like three more, four more, five more?
You got four more. You got 2, 8, and then two at 10.
Okay.
Think recent.
Recent. Recent history.
Winning program, recent.
Can't be Gonzaga.
Not Gonzaga.
No, okay.
No, winning program recent. Recent.
Yeah, who just I'm drawing a blank again.
Recent.
It had to be this last one here.
Recent. A recent champion.
Is the who just won it this UConn, Connecticut.
There
the big go. Yeah, yeah. They
So
you're right. I could forget that one. Yeah. Jeez.
There's UConn. They're tied at 24.
I was going to say, yeah, they're not the second.
No. Let me work on eight with you here. Let's see if we can get you to get eight.
Okay.
Let
me think here.
How about
LSU?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
No.
Not a bad guess, though.
Okay. Gotta think of my teams.
Here. Jefferson.
Arizona. There you go. Eight. Here you go. That's yeah, right. Arizona. I was going coast to coast there in my mind.
I'm gonna help you with that other one tied for 10, but I just can't give you number 2.
Yeah.
I'll get crucified in the podcast for giving you the second most. Only 4 behind Kentucky.
Right.
Samaki Walker.
Where'd Samaki go? I forgot where Samaki went. I don't know where Samaki went. I don't remember.
Big East school, not the old school Big East, though. It's kind of scooted over to the Big East. The Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, Louisville. That's right, yeah.
Louisville at 24.
They went on a great run, too. Yeah. Forgot about Louisville.
That's it. I'm done. You let me know. I'm going to take a nap. You let me know when you get
to Yeah, play. I got to think of all the teams. I got to think of all the teams. And I know, obviously, I'm drawing a blank on somebody big.
I mean, I think they probably have somebody on every NBA team right now.
No, oh, did I say Duke?
No.
I didn't say Duke.
No, you didn't say Duke.
You know, Duke was in my head from the beginning. I went with Kentucky and Kansas and,
Michael.
And UCLA. Yeah, Dad's Duke, going, yeah. It's Duke. Yeah, I know Dad was probably saying, you talk about Krzyzewski all the time.
Yeah.
I had Duke in my mind from the beginning, then it's straight. Yeah. You're right, Duke. Yeah.
56. They're only 4 behind Kentucky.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
They expected to have 2 this year, but what's his name?
Filipowski.
Filipowski slipped.
Yeah,
second day. But if he had gone first round, they'd be only 3 behind Kentucky.
And who got him? The Jazz, second pick in the second round. The Jazz at that man.
Yeah, that's Utah. It was because there were some stories, some backstories on that.
Teams are gonna regret passing on him.
Oh, 100%. Now,
yes.
Ooh, I mean, with Boston, I'm sitting here going, take them.
We talked. I know, right? We're texting each other. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not mad at Baylor.
No, not at all. No, not at all.
And, we only know what we know.
Sure.
Right? So we don't know what those interviews look like or the workouts look like or the, what the beat is. And there's, I don't know if you saw, and I'm not going to get into it here, but there's a whole bunch of stories that came out at the end of the first night why he wasn't picked. And, you just do a Google search and it's like, oof.
Yeah. You
just don't know what you don't know. All of a sudden you start slipping and there could be a multitude of reasons.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there it is. Kentucky, Duke, UNC are the only 3 above 50. And then UCLA's by itself in the 40s, Kansas, Michigan in the 30s, and then in the 20s, Indiana, Arizona, Ohio State, Louisville, UConn, Syracuse.
Yeah. Very good.
How
Very
about nice. That?
I like that. That's a good one.
That was a good one. Have we talked about, we did not, we're going to switch gears 100% here, about our food, would you say?
No, we did
we
not.
We usually start
not.
The show off with it. So we've been... As you know, because you all watch every show, right? we've been kind of flirting with some chicken sandwiches, some burgers. What did we have? Habit.
We had
Habit. We had Del Taco.
Mastriani's.
Mastriani's, but burgers. We had Sonic not too long ago. So what I did today was something popped up on one of my apps. I have a whole bunch of food apps. And there were some couple good deals. And I'm like, all right, let me try this place. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go get the food. You said you're heading down to the studio here.
Yeah.
Studio. And I said, all right, I'm going to go get this food. I'm going to throw it on our air fryer Reese's Pieces plates.
Yeah, that was great. Loved it.
With no branding, so you don't know where it's from. Yep. Because I know if I sit down and I see McDonald's burger, I know what it's going to taste like. I can, you know, McDonald's is a stretch because everybody knows what that looks like. But so we had, it's called the Ultimate Double Cheeseburger with bacon and all kinds of stuff on it. Some curly fries and some mini tacos.
Yeah.
And I got rid of all the paraphernalia. So pretty beefy burger.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah.
Wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad. I mean, yeah.
It took you a minute to kind of figure it out. You actually even went at one point, went to the tavern route. Like, does this come from a tavern?
Yeah.
You know, cause it just tasted like a bigger, a filling burger. I agree with you. We talked off air. Far surpassed Sonic, far surpassed
Del Taco.
Del Taco and
Habit.
Not even close. Isn't that crazy? Like,
yeah.
And there's people out here that love, like I said, Brooklyn loves Habit. That is, they're probably screaming at the screen right now that I'm saying Jack in the Box Ultimate Cheeseburger is better than Habit, but it was. And
yeah, it was.
And we were talking a little bit about apps, and it's pretty interesting. So my cell phone carrier is T-Mobile, and every Tuesday they do a giveaway. So you have the app, you just click on it, and every Tuesday, actually Aaliyah usually takes a picture and sends it to me, or if I don't hear from her, I'll take a picture and send it to her because she has T-Mobile, and it's always like Panda Express, like free orange chicken, or you know, it's usually food related.
Yeah.
And this one was free mini tacos from Jack in the Box.
Yep.
So I'm like, all right, I got free tacos, so here we go. We're off to a start. I'm gonna try to be conscious of my wallet today. And so then I go on the app, and they have a thing for a free cheeseburger on the app, just because I'd never signed up. So I signed up, boom, they send you a free cheeseburger. And then I go to the trifecta here. I didn't even get the cheeseburger. It's still sitting in my app. And then the trifecta is I go to Uber Eats, another app, and it's buy one, get one for these ultimate cheeseburgers. So the ultimate cheeseburger is, I believe, $7.99 for that cheeheeseburger. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think it's a little overpriced. But I got two for one. So I ordered on the app through Uber Eats, and then I ordered on the T-Mobile app. So I had two different mobile orders. So I drive down to the Jack in the Box. I go in. I'm like, yeah, two. I'm like, let's see how this works. I ordered two different orders. Let's see if they screwed up. Lady's like, we don't have an order. I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, it's always a problem, you know, getting food or something. I'm like, it's Dan Savage. Here's my bidder. And I'm sitting here showing her, like, I wasn't being a jerk. I was actually being pretty polite because why would I be?
All right.
And she's like, you sure you're at the right location? And I went, oh,
here we go.
There it is. I am absolutely not sure. I am not sure that I'm at the right address. And I look it up and I said, is this 3320? She goes, nope. This is 111 on the same street. 2.1 miles down the street is another Jack in the Box. You know, if you're not familiar with Vegas, there's a 7-Eleven just around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a Jack in the Box or a McDonald's just around the corner.
Yep.
There's a Walmart just around a couple corners. So there's a million of them, right? So I finally get there, get the food, bring it down. So I want to say it cost me, I don't know, it was like $9.
Yeah. There you go.
Two people. So, and we were talking about using apps.
Yeah.
And I use apps and paying with your phone and don't even need your credit card or cash anymore. And I was mentioning to you that Whole Foods, you pay with the palm of your hand.
Man, that's interesting. That's scary, I think, in a way. I don't know, but that's, wow.
Yeah.
Never knew that. Yeah.
If you're an Amazon Prime member, because Amazon bought Whole Foods about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe a little less than 8 years ago. So it's all Amazoned out, right? But yeah, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can, it scans your palm. It connects it to your Amazon account, and you just, boop, go in, scan your hand. You don't need a phone. You don't need a credit card. You don't need a dollar bill. And pretty soon it's going to be the eyes. Stuff we used to see on sci-fi stuff.
Yeah,
it's all happening now.
Yeah, who knows what's next?
I don't know. I find some comfort in some of these new technologies, but I also am very leery of a lot of new technology.
Absolutely. Because,
you know, this Apple Pay on the phones is supposedly the most secure, cryptic way you can pay for anything.
Okay.
And obviously cash is, but it's counterfeit cash, and you can lose cash. Like, you can't, you're not going to lose. If I lose this phone, I didn't lose my money. I just log in somewhere else. Right. Like, my money's there. You know, it's connected to my phone. Yeah. If I lose my wallet and my cash is gone.
Gone.
It's
gone.
So there's some benefits. There's some, obviously some scary stuff, but, I don't know. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle, just like I was with Klay Thompson joining the Dallas Mavericks. I like the convenience of it. I'm such a tech guy. I'm a techie dude. And, you know, truth be told, I'm an app guy. I'm a deal getter.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening and wants two free nights at the Rio, just go. They have a new rewards program that I guarantee nobody's signed up for because they just opened it 6 months ago. You go sign up, you get two free nights. Yeah. Two free nights. No, nothing. Like, no resort fee, nothing.
Yeah.
Two free nights. Friday night, Saturday night. There's, like, you know, 4th of July is blocked out. But apps, there's some value to using these digital assets and getting things.
That's the way to do it.
What do you feel?
You got to do it nowadays, right? The way the prices are.
Yeah.
You got to try and do what you can.
Listen.
So, yeah.
Points, credit card points.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things. You know, Julie bought her car and paid a good portion of it on a credit card to get those points, get those miles. And it actually was I can't remember if it was Southwest. I think it was Southwest.
Yeah.
Southwest or a different one, but we got multiple flights out of that, just buying it and then you just pay it off. Right?
You just pay it off, right.
So there's a lot of different, ways to look at apps and technology, and I try to use it to the best of our ability.
Yeah.
Even when we go on the road with the girls, I'll be like, hey, you know, if we're stopping, just an example, this didn't happen, but like, say we're eating at Red Robin and there's a 20% off app, everybody download it. Boop.
Yeah.
Everybody download it. Everybody just got 20% off. Are you kidding me? If it's $4 a person and there's 15 of us, I mean,
you're
saving a good chunk of money.
Gotta do it nowadays. Yeah. And
these are young student athletes that could use every opportunity that they can get to.
Absolutely.
But, you know, like father, like son, and we're going to go right into the next challenge for you. We got another NBA one.
Yep.
In honor of Bronny James, going number 55 in the NBA draft. Hey, love it or, you know, what's your take, first of all? We talked a little bit about it.
You know, I guess there's only a few picks left. There's not much out there, but there could have been something better out there.
Isaiah Thomas was Mr. Irrelevant for the draft, you know?
Yeah, but they could have signed
him. Did he take somebody's spot? Let's just be honest.
Right. I think he did. Absolutely, I think he did. I do.
Is that a problem, though? LeBron's one of the best players to ever touch a basketball. Is that an easy way for the Lakers to honor and secure LeBron for a few years?
Yeah, it could be. He'll be out here for the summer league, right? I think they play Saturday. He'll be out here. But is there any shot they put him to the G League, or is he just automatically on this team?
He's on the team.
You know,
no G League. So is that another spot?
I wouldn't have drafted him, to be honest with you. That's just my take. I don't think he's NBA ready. He will be at some point.
Here's my take with the Lakers. I don't understand the need to draft somebody in the second round. There's no guaranteed money. There's no whatever. You didn't have to draft him.
Right.
He's not going to go in the next two picks to 58.
Could have signed him as a free agent.
I
know. But it's LeBron. Now he can, you know, everybody wants to get drafted, right? They always want to say they got drafted, which good for him. He got drafted. You know, he gets to play with his father. It'd be the first time ever, which good for them, but. What are we doing here in the NBA now? What are we doing here with the Lakers? We talked about the circus act this is going to be now. What are we doing here now?
Yeah. I mean, Clay's off the board. PG's off the board.
You know?
I mean, they're talking about getting Brooke Lopez.
Yeah,
That's their big ad.
Yeah.
You know, they're still, like you said, Markkanen and Zach LaVine. They're still people that could possibly make them better.
Does Bronny make them better?
Oh, no. Bronny's not playing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I don't know.
He's suited up every game. It's a father-son thing. It's a really cool story. It's actually what we're getting into now. Most combined points in the NBA father-son duos. We're going to rack your brain.
Father-son duos.
I'm going to help you out on these.
Yeah, I got to remember father-sons. Father-
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Son duos. There's some big ones here.
Father-son
duos. So combined points.
Yep.
Most. Let's see how many you can get.
No, I can't. I got to start thinking father-son. A lot of that's escaped me. Oh, wow, Dan.
That's I'm gonna give you a second to get a feel of what you think.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I'm going to tell you, we've talked about these people's names have happened today. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Four people that we've talked about in today's show are on this list.
You got Steph Curry and Del Curry.
Steph Curry and Del Curry are number three.
They're with three.
36,000 points combined.
Okay.
You got three. There you go.
You got... Klay Thompson, Michael Thompson, there are they on there, right?
There we go. They're number five on the list.
Five, okay.
Yep. How about that?
I mean, who did we talk about?
Klay and Steph.
Who did we talk about just a second ago?
Right.
I know, right?
What was that? What did I have for lunch?
Shoot.
We literally just talked about somebody. This is one of the funniest answers of any trivia question ever.
Well, real quick, what about, the Silases were brothers, right? They were brothers.
Silas is not on.
Yeah, they were brothers.
This one's son played on one of the teams that won with the Warriors.
Say that one again?
So this, not the father, but the son.
Okay.
This duo played on one of the Warriors championship teams. Played a good amount. Actually played at Salt Lake Community College in the Scenic West.
No, that one I don't know.
I never told you that. This NBA player played at Slick?
No.
Gary Payton and Gary Payton.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so they're 10th on the list.
I think 22. Gary Payton used to live out here, I think.
He did. Yeah,
right? Used to run into him every once in a while.
His little brother, Kina, played for me in semi-pro.
Okay.
Yeah, here in Vegas.
Oh, wow, Dan. That's a good one here.
Two of these are hilarious. And just...
How about Hardaway?
Yes.
The Hardaways.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good
they're
one.
They're on there, right?
Tim Hardaway and Tim Hardaway Jr. They're number seven.
Seven, okay. They're on there.
5,000 points. Hardaway Jr., they could move up to sixth. Six, you're not going to get, so I'm just going to tell you. Dolph and Danny Shays.
Oh, I would eventually came. Yeah, Dolph Shays played for the Syracuse Nats or Nationals when they won the championship. See, that's probably what my dad was saying. They became the Sixers, which you would wonder why I'm not a Sixers fan, but that was before my time. And Danny Shays played at Syracuse played for everybody in the NBA, Jazz, Nuggets.
The one
player.
I give you.
Yeah. Yeah, Dolph and Danny
Syracuse
Shays.
All over it.
All over it, yeah.
Dolph and Danny, yeah, they're 6th at 27,000. I think Tim Hardaway Jr., he's got to score, 1,000, 1,500 points? Possibly. He could possibly get there. I don't know. He's kind of faded a little bit in his career. But anyway, so you're missing. Right. You're missing number one. Number two. And number four,
father son combo.
Number
below.
Four,
okay.
Had some minutes in the ABA. The dad.
The dad had minutes in the ABA.
Significant minutes in the ABA, like MVP minutes.
Really? Okay.
So next, and this yep. dad, you got it?
No.
And this dad could have picked from several sons to make this list. Several sons in the NBA.
So he's got multiple kids that are in the NBA.
Yep. But him and this one son scored the most to make the combination to come in fourth at 33, just behind Dell.
Okay. So we have brothers in the NBA. Wilkins, not
MVP
nah.
in the ABA and the NBA.
He was?
Yep.
For some reason, Moses Malone pops to mind, but he didn't have a kid in the NBA.
His kid played for me in Boston. Moses Malone Jr.
Oh, really? Really? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow, Dan. That's a good one.
P.S. never played.
In the NBA, yeah.
No. Never played for me.
Oh, never played for you. Gotcha. Well, I got to think of some brothers that were in the NBA.
There's a couple other clues that I'll
nah.
All right, so the Sun won the dunk contest.
No, I got to think of all these dunk champions here. Jeez. Not Kenny Walker. Can't be him, right? For some reason, he popped into my mind right away. I don't know, buddy.
All right.
Drawing a blank on
underhand
that.
Underhand free throw.
Oh, Rick Barry. There you go.
Rick and Brent Barry. Brent
Barry, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. The two boys played.
Yeah.
His two sons played in the NBA. Yeah.
John. Didn't he? Wasn't it three sons?
It might have been three. No, you're right, yeah.
Is there a third one? I got to look that up. But anyway. Yep, that's number four.
Yeah, that's right. Where'd Rick go? He went to Miami,
didn't
he? I'm
going to give
you
eight because it's a fact you won't get this because I don't even understand it, to be honest with you. Okay. Jalen Rose and Jimmy Walker. Jimmy Walker's his son, apparently. I didn't know that. I don't even know who Jimmy Walker is.
No, I didn't know that.
And Jimmy Walker scored 11,000 points in the NBA.
And we're not talking J.J. Walker, the comedian, either. No, I know.
Jimmy!
J.J.
So that was number eight.
You used to see him at the gym, by the way.
Right?
Yeah.
Number nine is somebody we talked about early in this podcast when we were talking about locks in the NBA draft.
Locks in the NBA draft.
Remember we said.
Oh, so does it count? LeBron counts.
LeBron counts.
Oh, okay. Even though Bronny hasn't played.
He hasn't played yet.
Okay. So okay.
That's what I say. That's a goofy one.
Okay. It's up there.
So they're number one.
Right there you go because he's all time.
LeBron has 40,000 points. I thought you could kick out of that.
That's
one.
A good one.
So LeBron and Bronny, 40,500 whatever points and zero. And they're number one. And listen, number nine on this list has 24,800 some odd points, and his son has three.
Yes, his son has three.
And his son has three, yeah. That's number nine. And we talked about him as being a lot.
I was going to say, did Westfall have a kid, but no.
Remember when we talked early, we said 55 was an easy pick, and I said, Wembanyama was an easy pick. What was the other person we said that I looked up? It was a lock. You had brought it up.
I brought it up. I brought him. I brought up the lock in the draft.
Yeah.
So that was so
you said as much of a lock in 1995.
Ewing didn't have a kid. Oh, he did have a kid that played in the NBA. Yes, that's
scored
right.
Scored 3 points.
That's right.
Scored 3 points.
His kid ended up at Georgetown, too, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think he started there, but he ended up there, too.
3 points.
That's right. I forgot all about his kid.
3 points plus Patrick Ewing's 24,800.
Yeah.
That's spot number nine.
That's funny.
So now you're missing the ninth spot. I mean, the second spot. This is the last one. I got to get you to get there. Man,
his father win the MVP at all?
His father did not win the MVP.
Win a title?
I would know. That's your hint.
We'll say it again.
His father did not win the MVP. I would know. That's your hint.
Oh, you would know. You didn't play for the Celtics somewhere.
No. I would know.
You would know that he did not win the MVP.
I would know a lot.
Oh, you would know a lot.
About the dad.
Oh, jeez. I'm out of my mind here. It's the Bryants.
Kobe. Jelly Bean Bryant.
Jelly Bean.
Second
Jelly Bean.
On the list.
How could I forget that one?
38,000. Yeah.
I should have came up with that one before any of them, really. Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's a second behind James.
Well, remember, Joe was one of the first solid NBA players to leave and play overseas.
Yeah,
he left and went to Italy.
That's true.
He was still, I don't want to say in his prime, but he was still an effective NBA player. But for a lot of different reasons, yeah, ended up going to Italy, which is where
Kobe started to learn the language and everything.
And play soccer and all the stories that you hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, what a cool list, though.
Yeah, that is a cool list.
So LeBron and Bronny are number one, and Bronny hasn't scored yet.
And Ewing Jr.
And Ewing Jr. has scored 3 points.
I think it was Jr., right? Yeah, Patrick Jr. Yeah.
Tim Hardaway scored a good bulk, but Jr. has scored a little bit.
And he's still playing, so they go like up on that list.
Jalen Rose, Jimmy Walker. Jalen Rose scored 24,000. I mean, Jalen Rose scored 13,000 points in the NBA. Jimmy Walker scored 11,000. It's pretty freaking close.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to look at this. So the juniors, the sons, yep, Kobe, Steph were the highest scorers. Klay probably had more than Michael. Do you think? Klay Thompson?
Thompson played a long time, man. He wasn't the go-to guy or a big-time scorer, but he played a lot of years with Portland Lakers. He won a championship with the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
Wow, I bet you that's close, Dan. I bet you if you looked that up, those two are close. But you know,
I'm going to tell you right now. I have it right here. Klay scored 15,000 and his dad 12.
12, okay. Yeah.
Yep. Dolph scored 18. Danny, 8.
Yeah. Danny wasn't a big scorer. He was a journeyman. But
Rick Barry, 25,000. Brent, 8. And imagine if they threw the ABA numbers in here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I may be knocking on number one.
Yeah.
Steph 23, Dell 12, Kobe 33, Joe 5. Tim Hardaway 15, Junior 10. So they're kind of close. Patrick Ewing. Gary Payton 21, his son 1.
So Seth Curry still in the league?
Seth Curry?
Yes, he's still right, yeah.
Just what happened to him? He just got released, I think.
Yeah, he played this past year. Yeah,
he's serviceable. He's a good guy to have on your roster. Yep. So,
yep.
What did we not get to? This can wait till next week. That's done. Just in case you're tuning in late, I won the NBA draft contest against George Thomas for the minimum third straight year. We talked and we just got to do a better job keeping records, which. We don't because, you know, like he said on the call last year, we've been doing this since the 80s.
Yeah, isn't that something?
I just wish we had a solid list of who's won how many. I bet you it's still pretty close. I've been kicking his butt for a while, but he went through a spell where he kicked my butt too. That's it. So 4th of July, do you have any plans? Do you work Thursday? Oh, no,
I'm off Thursday. Falls on my day off. Been invited to a surprise birthday party tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah. Don't say it.
Surprise birthday party tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing some doggy babysitting. Brooklyn's, I believe, going to watch the fireworks out of state or somewhere.
Oh, nice.
So we're gonna watch her dog, and a lot of the dogs struggle with fireworks.
Yeah, of course.
Her dog does, and poor Buzzy, our grand dog, has seizures. So it's a tricky night, tricky couple nights because Vegas. It's 4th of July.
It's all week long.
It's all week. Yeah. The ballpark right next to our house there. Oh. They do it every home game. So, and then a couple of our dogs, Frankie, one of our little dogs, and Wheezy, they get all freaked out. So we'll see how Trent's Great Dane does. Just turned 8 months, 104 pounds.
That dog's awesome.
8 months.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he does with his fireworks. But yeah, we're going to take it off. No open gym tomorrow. Try to have a nice relaxing weekend. Get back on it. We'll probably be on next Thursday, be back on our regular time, get a few call-ins, and who knows, we might have our new mic in and put somebody right back here and interview somebody and get the ball rolling. What do you think?
Good. That was a good one.
Good show.
Good show.
LeBron and Bron in first place, and he hasn't scored a point yet. So, all right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you here again next Thursday. Our second show of July and our 16th
show, Dan.
So a lot of fun, and I appreciate you guys tuning in as always. And that's all.
Yes, thank you.
See you next time.
Thank you.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.